Our first guest on the program this evening, the Director of Choral Activities here at the University of Missouri's School of Music. It's R. Paul Crabb. Dr. Crabb, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Nice to be here, Trevor.
When I think about the Choral Union repertoire in semesters past and years past, since I've been tracking on it and attending and enjoying it, it usually works from the canon that are at least 100 years old, sometimes
significantly more.
even more established works right. in the canon. You're performing a relatively new work coming up this week. Tell me what it is and what was the process like of settling on Wynton Marsalis' right. Abyssinian Mass.
Well, this piece, Abyssinian Mass, is relatively new. It was written within the last 10 years. Obviously, the jazz genre in choral music has, I think, probably limited repertoire compared to thinking about the past 500-600 years from which we usually draw our choral repertoire. But I heard about it, had been performed at Cincinnati Conservatory through a friend of mine, and as we pursued that, we found out that it was not done that frequently in the U.S., but it was available to rent, and that it would be a pretty exciting event to have on this campus because it is infrequently performed in the U.S., but has been performed only on the East Coast, to my knowledge. The piece is written for choir and for soloists, and for jazz band. So normally we'll have an orchestra or a brass ensemble or some other kind of more traditional, what we'd call Western European traditional music. But this time we're going pure American music because jazz is really one of the few forms that is originally American and unique to American roots of music. So this will be a great opportunity to hear this. I think one of the most exciting things for us has been the fact that we have been able to hire Damian Sneed as our conductor. Damian has been here already and has worked with the choirs and with the jazz band. Wynton Marsalis asked Mr. Sneed to be the director for the premiere performance of this piece as well as for the recording. And I asked Damian when he's here, how many times have you done this piece? He said probably around 30. And many of those, if not most of them, have been with Wynton Marsalis. So we know that the composer has approved of the work, Damian Sneed. He's done it here and abroad, of course, frequently as well.
And Sneed's role with Jazz at Lincoln Center is he's the co-conductor with Wynton Marsalis?
Well, they usually don't have a conductor when it's for just the band itself, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, they call it. But for this work, because it involves so many different movements, involved choir as well as instrumental and soloists, he asked that Sneed would be leading the group to put everything together. I should also say that we are having the four soloists from the original recording as well, which is really a remarkable thing to have in our community. The four soloists who will be attending along with Mr. Sneed as the conductor are Patrice Eaton, Mattia Washington, Justin Michael Austin, and Jory Nance. And they will be joining us for the whole week of rehearsals and for the performance on Thursday, April 20.
So I know you've been meeting with your choral union since January, early February,
right.
meeting weekly, and our new director of jazz studies on campus this semester, Josh Reed, has been working with the MU Concert Jazz Band. Have you had the opportunity to rehearse together before this week?
The first time we rehearsed was on Monday the 17th. We met in Jesse, Mr. Sneed and the soloists were there, and that was the first time we put everybody together. The two choirs have had one rehearsal prior to this. Otherwise, we've had university singer rehearsals. Jazz band, of course, has been rehearsing, but for the first time on the 17th was the first time we actually put everything together in Jesse.
That's R. Paul Crabb, Director of Choral Activities here at the University of Missouri, looking ahead to tomorrow's performance of Wynton Marsalis' Abyssinian Mass. Special guest conductor Damian Sneed will be leading the Choral Union University Singers, Concert Jazz Band, and four of the original soloists from Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York. The Abyssinian Mass tomorrow evening at 7 in Jesse Auditorium. More details are available online at music.missouri.edu, and tickets are available at concertseries.org. Dr. Crabb, as always, thank you very much for coming by and sharing some time with us.
Thank you for having me over here, Trevor.